Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
My soul's alive. In the 305, my soul's alive. In the 305, my soul's alive.
From newsounds.org, it's another remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Singer, guitarist, and songwriter Jose Conde was for many years a fixture on the New York Latin music scene as a member of the Cuban roots band called Ola Fresca. But he's also done a couple of solo records. The latest is this album called Souls Alive in the 305, 305 being the area code of Miami, which is where Jose now lives. But he still comes back to his old haunts in New York, in Brooklyn specifically, where he has assembled his band to play a couple of songs for us. The album is all over the map without ever getting lost. It goes through various Latin styles and kind of retro Western pop styles. This song that they're going to play for us first is one of the latter. It's called Fallen from Eternity from Jose Conde.
While you're sleeping and you're dreaming, lying next to me, I am watching you breathing like an angel falling from eternity. I trace the outline of your eyes lightly with my finger, and you reach out to me for some comfort, for a warm touch, for some loving. Your foot lays on my feet. Whoa, 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 connection that is fleeting, that won't last past morning, 'cause it's over. It's the last time I will see you in your bed, but I'll take the memory of this angel in the darkness, in the twilight, lying next to me, giving me love, letting me love for just one moment, falling from eternity. Whoa. Where does it go away?
That is a live performance from Jose Conde and his band Fallen from Eternity from his new album called Souls Alive in the 305. Jose, it's been a little over 10 years since we last spoke. It's good to see you again.
Likewise. Good to see you, John.
You were for many years a fixture on the scene here in New York. Now you're back in the 305, right?
Yeah, I moved here just before the pandemic at the end of 2018. I've came to finish the record here.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Miami, area code 305.
In Miami, yes.
Is that where you grew up?
I did grow up here in Miami, yes.
Okay. In the obviously very large Cuban community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, growing up with that music and with Western pop music, you know, inevitably in the air as well, I guess an album like this, which moves so easily and seamlessly between the two, I guess that just comes naturally to you, doesn't it?
You know, Miami is a melting pot, and it's a very rich musical place, despite the fact that, you know, as of late, it's mostly EDM and reggaeton that you hear in South Florida. For years, it was a real soulful place and funky town. And I mean, James Brown has roots here, and there's a whole funk history here in Miami. And then you have, you know, in the 80s, it was still funky, but it was electronic, and it was like the Miami bass. And that's when things started to change a little. But you have a lot of, you know, now you have Haitian music here and Cuban music. And then there's, you know, the pan-Latin styles that you get in Miami are pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, and we get a taste of that on Souls Alive in the 305. But, you know, we also get songs like Fallen from Eternity. I mean, that's like a classic soul R&B sound. You even shot the video in black and white, which just, you know, the whole thing seems so kind of from the, you know, from decades gone by.
Yeah, well, and that song was the last song that I wrote. I wasn't planning on writing anymore for the album. I had another couple that I was going to include, but then I wound up writing Fallen from Eternity, and, you know, it's kind of a breakthrough song. I found a different way of, I really haven't sung in that register and soul ballads like that, and I quite enjoyed it, and I want to do more of that.
But across the board on this record, it does have a kind of, maybe not nostalgic, but a retrospective feel, where you're looking back to kind of classic sounds of these different styles. I mean, tell me about the keyboard you're sitting in front of right now.
Oh, yeah. This keyboard is it's a Yamaha Electon combo organ. It's a 1966 keyboard, and I'll just do a little something. It's a lot of fun, you know. I could really just spend hours playing that and not accomplish anything, you know, just have fun, you know.
How long have you had that instrument?
I've had that instrument really around 2017. I got that instrument. I bought it in a shop in Virginia, and the guy, it wasn't working. And I got to give a shout out to Main Drag Music in Williamsburg, because I brought it to the keyboard tech there. And he's going to kill me because his name escapes me right now. He's such a nice guy. But he sent me all the photos too. He put in like 28 potentiometers in there. And, yeah. And I got that keyboard for $100, and it's a collector's item, you know, spent a little bit of money in Brooklyn, and it's beautiful. And I was thinking, you know, if I just buy this thing and it never works, it's a great piece, you know, to have as coffee table, you know, so.
Now, is that the organ that we hear on Grito Ambiental?
It is, yes.
Allá en medio de la selva, ya cuando caen las nubes y la cigarra. Es un murmuro bajito, bajito, grave y constante. Hay que de pronto sube, angrito ambiental.
That's a very cool sound when it's put together with that kind of drum groove and...
And that song, I wanted a lot of space, and it is, the keyboard appears in multiple songs. So that song is about cicadas, inspired by cicadas and my experiences in Costa Rica. And at the end of the song, I become a cicada, the vocal. And I recorded that in my closet in Park Slope. And it was one take. I could not duplicate it. And then at the very end of the song, there's a field recording that I took of cicadas at the side of the mountain which I'm talking about in the song.
Grito ambiental, that would be the scream of the environment, loosely.
Or the scream, the earth, I think of it as the earth scream.
Yeah. So, you know, on an album that is very, for the most part, very sunny, very tropical, fun, buoyant, that's a kind of note of alarm or just, you know, at least... hey, let's remember there's a world out there and it needs our help.
You know, at the core of everything that I'm writing, even in a song like Souls Alive in the 305, I'm an environmentalist first, and I'm really concerned about our time right now. And that song, it really is a snapshot of that place, but there's a little bit of fantasy because, you know, I go there and I listen to cicadas, I listen to the frogs as the sun is coming down, and then everybody's talking about aliens, you know. So I'm sitting there waiting for aliens. But then the chorus itself, when you're deep in the jungle over there and you see somebody in the distance, the way that you say hello is woo, woo. And I turn that into, I put a melody to that, and it's woo, 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 you know, as it sings in the chorus, so.
Yeah. One of the singles from the album is Dale Paya, which, you know, I played on one of the news shows about a month ago, and like a bunch of people wrote in and were like, what is that? So for those folks, what is that?
Well, okay, the song came out of a joke. I was living in Park Slope and walking my dog, Tito, and Tito is a very, you know, like any other dog, but he was a very special dog. But I always used to tell him, Tito, don't do that. Dale pa allá. It's a Cuban phrase, you know. It's basically like, get over there, dude. And a friend of mine suggested, he was just joking with me. He's like, you should make a song out of that because you're always saying it. And I, you know, he didn't know that I was going to take him seriously. And I challenged myself to write a song with just three words. And, so I wrote this, I just had this little ditty and a little funk tune. And then when I came to Miami and I got together with my co-producer, who is Andrew Yeomanson of the Spam All-Stars, Andrew also has a great sense of humor. And he said, you know, you should make a homage to George Clinton's Atomic Dog. And like, we approach it that way. So it's a sort of el perro atómico, you know, the atomic dog. But then, we're just having fun, you know, and getting rid of the demons.
Dale para allá. Dale para allá.
Some of these songs then go back a few years, right?
Actually, some of them go back a long time. So Poetry in Motion is something that I wrote 30 years ago when I was at Berkeley. And I didn't have the swing ability that I have now on the guitar. Like, I didn't really know funk. I'm a late bloomer, John, and I just spent the first part of the year in New Orleans, and I feel like my rhythm is getting better by the day as I get older. So, but Poetry in Motion I had in my pocket, and it's an experience that I had. I wrote the song, and it's based on an existential relationship or exploration that I had with this woman who was traveling around the country on a Harley Davidson motorcycle, reading poetry everywhere. And, it's 30 years old, that song.
So, wow. Yeah. Well, you know, the line that struck me was the one you just referred to, is like a woman on a Harley. I was like, I thought to myself, that is a very specific image. That must have come from someplace. So that really was ripped from the headlines of your life at the time.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. A purple Harley in the breeze, she rides away and sings. She's poetry in motion, you know.
So. All right, let's hear a live performance from Jose Conde and his band. The song, Poetry in Motion, also appears on the new record called Souls Alive in the 305.
A maiden in a fairy tale, a purple Harley in the wind, she rides away and sings. She's poetry in motion, poetry in motion. She travels on a road paved over her sweet voice, like a song or a poem in the wind, traveling on a human voice. She's poetry in motion, poetry in motion. She says, every moment is just a drop from a timeless sea, vanishing like a woman on a Harley, chasing the poetry in motion, poetry in motion. Keyboard solo. Poetry in motion, poetry in motion. And she is like this moment that is gone and fallen to the sea. The purple leathers hide a quivering vulnerability in the midst of the poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. Poetry in motion, yeah. Poetry in motion, motion.
That's Poetry in Motion, live performance by singer, songwriter, guitarist, bandleader Jose Conde from his new album Souls Alive in the 305, an old song, as Jose was telling us, in a live performance there, and recorded back in his old haunt of Brooklyn, New York, at the Bridge. And Jose, who else is in the band here?
Pablo Vergara on the keyboards. Leo Traversa on the bass, and Gintis Janisonis is in the video. He was going to be at Joe's Pub, but Gintis just got a gig with Mark Broussard, so he'll be on tour. And we will have Christian St. Hilaire on drums. Very funky.
Tomorrow evening at Joe's Pub, May 24th, Joe's Pub in Manhattan. I mentioned earlier how on the new record on Souls Alive in the 305, there's like all these different, you know, Latin styles, Western pop styles. There is a song called Monocultura, Monoculture, which strikes me as having to be sarcastic because there is no monoculture anymore. And, you know, even the kind of impact that English language pop has had throughout the world is now being changed and coming back in all these refracted, you know, views from different traditions around the world. So what is monocultura?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to admit to you that, you know, I allegedly learned Spanish first as a child, but then I developed as an English speaker. So I still make mistakes with my native tongue of Spanish. So I actually made a mistake, and I was trying to say something about monoculture in terms of agriculture. Because I was, for the years between 2016 and 2021, I was going to Virginia a lot. I had a relationship and I was in a long distance, and I would have to go down that one road that goes through Delaware. And I went through Tyson Farms and all these, and it's something that happens in Costa Rica as well. Like, people see green and they think that that's nature and that's diversity, and it's not nature. You know what nature is? Nature is a primary forest or a healthy forest of a few hundred years, and we need to observe green spaces. So yeah, my goal, it's a very, the verses are accurate, you know, but, and then I decided that, you know, and I tried, and then also, if you say monocultura in Spanish, it's the word is actually monocultivo with a V. But the reason why I kept it is because I found that in Portuguese, it's monocultura.
Okay.
So that works. So the chorus is in Portuguese, the rest of the song is in Spanish, and then the character in the middle of the song is a confused human that comes out, and he thinks everybody's calling him a monkey, and he's allegedly Argentinian, So it's just a song about confusion and human confusion and, you know, somehow about nature, because the verses are very accurate, you know?
El mono ve, el mono hace, el mono ve, el mono nace, el mono con mono da más mono, en todo su grito pone los tonos, de todo ser que no es mono, el mono quita y no pone nada, el mono quiere más y más, mono dime qué va a pasar con esta monocultura, mono dime pa' dónde va, mono, mono, bla, bla, bla.
Yo no soy ningún mono, yo no soy ningún mono, yo soy hijo de Cristo.
Well, it's a striking sound with the mono, 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 mono going all the way through the song. And it's not the only time on the album where if you listen closely, like around the edges of the stereo mix, you'll hear little surprises. That seems to be something you like to do.
I'm very much into the sonic aspect of recording right now, and I find myself exploring the sonic possibilities. So in this album in particular, that's one of the reasons why I decided to use this beautiful organ, and I also used a lot of synthesis. I created a lot of the sounds. I used loopers, and I don't know, you know, when we're live, I am going to have a looper. And we're just gonna, you know, it's more of a rock approach because I'm playing guitar, and you know, I will have some special guests at the show tomorrow night, and I just want to say on the air that you're airing this interview on my mother's birthday
today, the 23rd.
On the 23rd, yes, today, yeah. And this show and this record is dedicated to her. She passed away in the summer of last year. And actually, I want to say she transcended into light.
Wow. All right. Joe's Pub is the site tomorrow night, the 24th. Jose Conde, Souls Alive in the 305. Really great to see you again, and congratulations on the new work.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate that.
Power.
Check out the videos of Jose and his band playing these live pieces for us at The Bridge in the studio in Williamsburg. You can find it on our website, newsounds.org, or on our New Sounds YouTube channel. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer's Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
I used to feel